This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back in, everybody. Very excited to talk to our next guest. This man is main eventing in the Heat's house coming up on Saturday at the Kaseya Center. He is trying to reclaim the featherweight champion, maybe the best to ever do it in this weight class. Alexander Volkanovski taking on Diego Lopez. Volk, thank you so much for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
It's exciting to have you down here. How have you liked your first days here in the city?
It's been good. So I haven't been able to see too much just yet. Been getting the sessions in. We just got in yesterday, but I got a session in. Got to eat some of the food around here and that, which is good. Obviously, I'm limited to what I can eat, so I'll have to properly experience it all maybe during the week, but a little bit more afterwards because I really want to eat some of the food over here maybe even a couple of drinks while I'm celebrating the victory. So, I'll properly enjoy it afterwards.
You're still sharp.
Strictly business. Strictly business till then.
I understand. You got to keep the task at hand. You're still shark diving, though. I see this on your Instagram. Like, that's still a thing, man. I thought like you would have given that up by now. You're still going after those monsters.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're catching snakes, diving with sharks. You know what I mean? Obviously, I thought there was a high possibility of me getting injured. I wouldn't do it, right? A lot of people are like, oh man, he could get bitten. The chances of that are very, very slim. You know, I'm taking more risk getting into a car every day. You know what I mean? So that's how I look at it. With the snakes, yeah, it might bite you, but if you handle it right, it's all good.
But like, Volk, is there a limit that you would go to? Like, are you going in? Would you ever go in a cage or tiger shark feeding or things like that? Are you going in like, kind of the Australian landscape of the water there? Everybody's afraid you're going to die when you just go around the corner down here in America. They think that you guys have monsters over there.
Nah, it's not too bad. Look, we do get, I don't help with the snakes that I keep putting on my Instagram. Everyone thinks, you're walking into things that'll kill you everywhere as soon as you step on the ground in Australia. It ain't that, but then we've got a lot of venomous sort of things. But yes, it's not too bad. You know, they'll stay away most of the time.
After victory, do you plan on Everglades tour? Get out here, see if you can wrestle some alligators down here in Florida?
I mean, I might go and check it out even during the week, man. Maybe over the weekend we might go suss it out, maybe. Yeah, we'd love to see the place. Like I said, I will experience a bit of Miami while I'm here. But yeah, I'd love to see that. You know, that's one thing I won't mess around with, though. I won't mess around with, I don't know what the alligators are like over here, but crocodiles back home, that's one thing that I won't ever take any risks with. I'll dive with sharks and stuff like this. You won't see me taking – look, I've been in a cage with a crocodile around. I've done that, but I'll make sure that there's a cage because crocodiles, they'll just snatch you up. They don't care. You know, you could raise them as a little baby. That thing is going to eat you 90 or 100% of the time if it has a chance.
I was watching that kind of, what's farm life now? You bought a farm. What is that peaceful for you? What has this experience been like for you?
Very peaceful. It's incredible. It's awesome. You know, to be able to go train, then go home, and yeah, obviously relax. If I, it's hard for me to do. I wouldn't say hard, but I mean, like, it's not like you could just take the kids outside and just go to the parks. And like, you can, but I mean, it's hard for me to commit to all my energy and time to them. You're going to get a lot of people that are going to want to take some of the time, ask for things and all that, and I'm okay with. But it can get difficult sometimes. So I usually don't get out too much. But to be on the farm, to go there, obviously, they're very peaceful. I can take the kids on the quad bike, kick a soccer ball with them. Catch snakes with them. They're even handling the snakes with us as well. Just things like that. Get to properly enjoy my free time. You know what I mean? I'll still get out and about. That's the thing. When I know I'm out and about, all right, now I know and I can give my time to everybody. But it's good to know that I can fully invest my time to my family outside of the gym sometimes.
So this opportunity against Diego, there was probably a time, like you said, that you thought you were going to take on Ilya, but once you kind of flipped the switch and you knew that it was going to be a new challenge, how exciting is that in comparison to rematches? You're so familiar with rematches, and when you get somebody new to take on, like what kind of invigoration does that have for you training? Just getting a new challenge to uncrack.
Yeah, man, it was at the start. Look, a few months ago, or even more, maybe like 5, 6 months ago, if I would have been a lot more bummed if it wasn't Ilya. But it got to a point where I'm like, I don't want to wait around anymore. If he wants to wait around, I don't know what he's doing. I'll do an interim then. Like, it got to a point where I just need to fight now. I've had a big, long enough break. I'm ready to get back in there. So that was easy for me to transition into the new opponent for it being Diego, because originally I wanted that rematch. I wanted that win back. But then it got to a point where anyone, and then I've got the next best thing, right? Like Ilya doing his thing where he wants to move up. Full credit to him, and good on him for fully committing to that. I've got the next best thing where I fight for a belt, the vacant belt, against another young, hungry, new generational type fighter. So I got the next best thing, if anything. And it come to a time where I was like, I would have taken an interim against anybody. You know what I mean? Now at least it's even better. You know what I mean? Like, it's for a vacant and against the right guy in Lopez, because there's a lot of hype around him. He's done some solid work, and he's that new generation dangerous fighter that a lot of people think I'm going to struggle against until I show him otherwise.
You've done and you've done that so well a lot defending the belt up top. What's the thing you think people miss the most as far as like predicting or thinking how the fight's gonna go? Like all the noise that you do here, because obviously you have a lot more experience than him. You've been in there with higher caliber guys. So I guess out of all the chatter that's there, what's the thing that you think is the most inaccurate when it comes to people predicting this fight?
Yeah, I mean, like, people, but the thing is, I know it's accurate. People can say, I believe that's inaccurate. Like, I know it's inaccurate. A lot of people are going to look at it. He's done. He's a lot older now. He's going to be slower. He's going to be chinny. And blah, blah, blah. They're going to say, and they have every right to think that. I'm coming off two KO losses, having a big break. I'm, 36, turning 37 towards the end of the year. Everyone wants, everyone's going to think that, and they're entitled to think that, and they have every right to think that. I don't blame them, but I know it's not the case, and I will change their mind next week. So, but they have every right to think that right now until I change it, and that's what I'm going to do.
I'm sure there's a lot of, you got to keep the focus on him, but a lot of people are excited about this Patricio Pitbull.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure.
Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On your card as well, and all the work that he did at Bellator. And there was a lot of time where you were reigning, he was reigning in his promotion. And I know that speaking with him this week, he would be excited about that opportunity. What's that like as far as knowing another champion was in a promotion, but you never knew if you would ever cross paths with him, and now it's a possibility? How exciting is that, that door could be opened?
I mean, yeah, it is. Like, I never really looked into it too much because I never thought it was something that could happen. Obviously, he would bring the name up quite a bit, and I'll just be like, oh, I didn't really care about it too much. But now it's, you know, it's cool actually to think of it, because right now my goal is I want to show everyone that I can. I'm still better than the new generation of fighters, right? Everyone's going to be like, oh yeah, it's evolving all the time. Alex is done. Right now, that's all I care about. So right now, the people fight doesn't make sense. I want to go out there, take out Diego. Then you've got an undefeated guy like in Mosva. But as I said, I want to be active. I want to have free fights this year. Then after that, Pitbull's a perfect fight. Like, you know what I mean? I could do that this year. Like, he doesn't even have to fight again. If he was to take out Yair in impressive fashion, his next fight probably is for the title. The fact that I'm going to be that active defending champion that I've always been, I'm going to do that again as soon as I get the belt back. These guys don't even have to fight. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep them busy enough. So perfect world is I can still take out the new school, and then I get to sort of have – it would have been hard for me to be like, oh, I'm going to fight some older dude. You know what I mean? But it makes sense because we were around the same time. As you said, like, he was a reigning champ over there. So it makes sense, you know, there's still a storyline there, you know what I mean? So like, that'll be all right. For me right now, my goal is taking out the new school. So it'd be hard for me to just take him on right now. It's like, I feel like I'm not ticking that box. But if I'd go and do that, bang, that's perfect. You know what I mean? You know, it would be hard for, let's say, Josh Emmett, right? That'd be harder for me. You know what I mean? But there's more of a story probably in people, you know, and that's no knock on Josh Emmett, but I'm just saying, obviously he's one of the, you know, older fighters and whatnot. You get what I mean? You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm trying to say what excites me. The new generation excites me, but that still does excite me, but just the timing of it. What I plan on doing, Diego, Mosva, quick turnaround for Mosva, and then let's do it to Pitbull if he was to win in impressive fashion. You know what I mean? Like, that's 2025 for me. Perfect world.
If I could just go back to the Ilya thing just for a second, you know, one of the things that people do love about you is that you did hold down the division and you took on Max, even though I'm sure you were sick of beating Max all the time and everybody who earned it. Just as a guy who held the crown for so long, not getting that crack and him going away because he says he couldn't make the weight anymore. But like, what is your thought on that? You know, you win a championship. Isn't there some semblance of a responsibility to defend?
I mean, well, that's how I've always looked at it. You know what I mean? It felt like it was a responsibility, and I still think it is. And that's why, even though it was, you know, like at one point I found it hard when I, you know, wasn't, you know, because of responsibility. It was more than that. There's a bit more of a story that I found. So a lot of people be like, oh, maybe he wouldn't want to do that because of him being in that spot, coming to losses for being so competitive. Nah, that's what it takes. I had the break. Now I'm ready to do that again. I feel like that is the responsibility of a champion. I want to be that same guy that everyone remembers. You know, I want, you know, people can say you're a company man, right? Like, yeah, I'll be that company man. I'll be that the fan favorite because they love it as well. And not only that, for my legacy and for me successfully, financially, all that sort of stuff, and my timing, being active is, you know what I mean, is perfect for me right now. But for him doing, look, man, I've got no grudge. At least he's not trying to hang on to the belt while he does that and be difficult in that sense. So full credit to him for actually committing. Some people probably wouldn't. He's committing and taking on. You know, if you're going to do it, he's legit committed to it. So, you know, you can't knock him for that. But, I mean, that's obviously something that I do still want. Perfect world while he does that. I don't know when he's looking at fighting. If he was to go fight, imagine the rematch after, I'd say, my 2025 year and say he's successful and 2026 we have the rematch. Imagine if we're both champion and have the rematch then. Woo!
I love that thing about you, man.
I mean, it don't get much better than that. So, you know what I mean? Like, there it is. Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe that's where it's going.
Before we get you out of here, Alexander Volkanovski, he's going to be fighting at Kaseya Center coming up on Saturday. UFC 314 against Diego Lopez for the featherweight championship. Will you catch? I know, you know, your friendship with Jamal Murray, which hurt me a little bit during the finals a couple of years ago. He hit like every big shot in that series. But yep. Will you catch any heat games? There's a couple of heat games here while you're here. Does that interest you at all as far as the activities you may go, or too much noise there?
Yeah, no. It would. It definitely would. Like, even getting to a few sports, like while we've got time, when we have time, it'll be good to do that. So, because we're fighting. Do you know? Just want to confirm. You know, I'm pretty sure, because I originally thought I'll be fighting a lot later. Do you know what time it is exactly? I'm about to get this confirmation soon anyway.
The fight or the game?
No, my fight. No, sorry, the fight.
I think like the last two cards, you guys went pretty late. Like it went, you know, it was still like touching like midnight. And I remember getting out of there super late. Like when Izzy had his knockout and the Cheeto Sugar fight.
I thought it was after. Okay, so that's what tricked me. I thought that I wasn't fighting until like 1:30 a.m. or something, but I don't think it's that late. So
it won't be that late. It won't be that
late. That's why I might stay awake as long as possible till like 2 a.m. or I'm going to figure out exactly, which I am doing anyway, just so I know I'm, you know, awake at the fight time. And then that gives me a lot of time during the night to maybe go to some basketball games and all that. So, but if it is going to be around 11:30-ish or closer to midnight, maybe that gets in the way. Maybe it's going to make it harder to get to the games. But I'm about to confirm that out today. And then I just assumed it was because it was Vegas time. So I assumed that it'd be around, you know, after 1 o'clock or something. But I'm hearing otherwise now.
Volk, appreciate the time, man. We can't wait to watch a fight. Go check them out. Get your tickets now at the Kaseya Center or buy it on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Thank you so much for the time, Volk. This was a thrill.
No worries, mate. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.